1023 XLC, Wes and Leah and John from Visit Lake County. Welcome back in, John.
Good morning.
Still came without anything to drink, but...
It's kind of presumptuous that you think people are just going to bring you drinks all
Here's
the time.
Here's the thing. John says, he teases. He's like, oh, and, you know, next time I'm in, I'll bring you a drink or a treat or, you know.
Pressure's on.
Pressure's
on. So entitled. Bring your own drinks.
What is it? It's July. All right, John. August. Set a reminder now.
Got it.
Visit Lake County, though. Your summer campaign is?
Let the ride take you.
All right. I'm into that.
Telling people, you know, get in the car. Go as far as you can on that tank of gas. And usually that's around Lake County. So we're trying to promote all the stuff. This is prime time right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got the big guys, Six Flags, Ravinia, Botanic Garden are all cranking.
That's on my list, the Botanic Garden.
It's perfect. I mean, it's right here.
I don't think you can anywhere near pronouncing that right.
Botanical Gardens, right?
You said like botanic. I think it was with a P even.
Okay, you know though, but the one with the B.
Yes, we'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, thank you.
It's, again, every community has their community concerts, their carnivals, everything's going on.
Yep.
So this is prime time for Lake County.
Boy band tonight at Gurnee.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So visit lakecounty.org, and we've got the entire list of everything you want to see. But there's a couple things that we wanted to call out especially. There's a national professional bike racing series called the Intelligentsia Cup.
Oh, that's how you pronounce that.
Intelligentsia. Just like the coffee. And they tour the country, and right now they're doing a 10-day run in the Chicagoland area. Two of their stops are here in Lake County. So Monday, they're going to be in Mundelein. They've titled it the Mundelein Grand Prix, and Tight Head Brewing is sponsoring it. We went last year, and it's amazing. These are really professional bike racers. And
they're going all ages.
Full speed. They have races all day long. There's amateurs, there's family runs and everything.
Cool.
But late in the evening, or late in the afternoon and evening, they get into the pros. And you can stand by the turn, and these guys fly by you, and you can feel the wind. I mean, it's really competitive and really cool to see up close. You've seen on TV. So they're going to be in Mundelein on Monday, and then on Saturday, the 30th, they're going to be in Lake Bluff. At the same thing, just a different course and a different setup. And these people are all earning points, like on a tour. So it's something really unique that's coming to Lake County. Next week is Lake County Fair. They were canceled for a year, and then last year they did like a mini fair. But now this year they're back to the full 5-day fair with demolition derbies and dogs and everything else going on.
They didn't check my schedule first. I'm going to be gone that week. I'm going to miss the fair this week, this year, well, Wes.
Let's make a call. Maybe we'll move it.
Yeah, think they'll move it for me.
Yeah.
Talk about entitled.
Right.
we know people.
All right, so but it is going on the 27th through the 31st.
Yeah, Lake County Fairgrounds in Grays Lake. And
doing all the usual derby, motocross.
All the competitions and food and beers and bands, you know, all week long. So it's the usual fun there. The other big ticket item going on in Lake County is Chicago Bears training camp. Last year was the first year that they held a camp right here in Lake Forest at Hallis Hall and opened it to the public. And this year it's a different ticketing system. So tickets went on sale last week and they were all claimed.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty much sold out.
So people actually want to go to this?
Oh, yeah.
I kid. Sorry.
Put you on that different list.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But no, it's cool seeing the venue up close and the players up close.
Yeah.
And these are all morning sessions where people... guests will park the cars at Hawthorne Mall, shuttle over to Hallis Hall. You get the morning, they've got a whole like a festival area with activations. We'll be there on site every day.
But why are we talking about this if people can't buy tickets anymore?
Well, because we being Visit Lake County and a sponsor of training camp this year, we have a couple pairs of tickets that are available. And we're running a contest on visitlakecounty.org so people can go enter to win there. And then we'll choose a couple of random winners, and these will be for Sunday, August 7th. And
for those people that like minor league football, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Mm. Think about those drinks.
We kid. But you're going to be doing that online.
Yes.
Visitlakecounty.org.
Visitlakecounty.org and all our summer activities. Our summer campaign has itineraries that goes through north and south through all the communities, and you can see everything going on. All summer and into fall, there's tons happening.
Cool. Speaking of tickets, tickets that you can win now coming up, we have a family four-pack for Volvo Museum and Jurassic Gardens, and we will be giving that away coming up as Visit Lake County continues here on 102.3 XLC. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Visit Lake County is what's going on right now, and we welcome Jim back in. Jim.
Jim who?
Jim Wydilla.
Nicely said.
Jim Wydilla, now that it's phonetically spelt for me on a piece of paper.
You already knew it, but if it wasn't phonetically spelled, I would never
do it. No one knows. I didn't. I've known Jim for a decade, and I've never known. I just avoid saying your last name. I'm like, it's Jim from Modern Day Romeos, or Jim from Jim and Justin, but now it's Jim, marketing director at Volvo Museum and Jurassic Gardens, which you guys are a partner this summer with Visit Lake County. Yeah. Makes sense because Volvo, which I really do, I have to look at this piece of paper to not say Volvo Auto Museum. You guys drop the auto because it's not just auto anymore.
Exactly. It started that way. It started years ago, it started as just a classic car dealership.
And I shouldn't say just, because the cars that they had there were
there's incredible. A rotation. They sell 50 to 70 cars per month. And these are like very high-end, very rare classic cars. Everything right. from 1920s to very popular 1960s muscle cars mm-hmm. to all different kinds of stuff.
To the Batmobile. They don't sell the Batmobile,
Well, everything
Batmobile,
has a price,
right? Okay, okay. But, I just don't have the cash for that.
But then they added modern muscle now, so everything newer than 1985. So a lot of the Corvettes and newer Camaros and Vipers and all that stuff is now there. So it started as just a classic car dealership. And then when the two brothers of the owner started, one of them, Jay Grahams, took over the auto side, and then Brian Grahams took over the other side, and he kind of had more of a flair for the Hollywood and the eccentric interesting and stuff. So he really grew the museum side. So before it was just cool cars to see, and they're on rotation, so you could go there every week and see different cars. But then he added the Hollywood car section. So that was the Batmobile and the DeLorean and the Ecto-1 and the Dukes of Hazzard cars and all that stuff. So once that started, then it was just like, you know, it grew to carousels and military museums and dinosaur parks. And
really, there's something
campers,
for everybody.
Boats, Disney displays, ice cream. We just added an ice cream parlor this year. Yeah. There's so much stuff. So there really is genuinely something awesome for like every age group.
Well, because I think that when people heard the auto part of Volvo, it's like, oh, well, I'm not into cars, or my kids aren't into cars, or, you know, so smart on you guys rebranding that. But you guys also added Jurassic Gardens.
Yeah, that was last year, a little over a year ago. It's a fully indoor park. It's one of the Midwest's largest indoor animatronic dinosaur parks. You can dig for fossils. We have this like panning station, so you can pan for jewels and fossils and things like that. And it's really cool. There's a really good, it's been a little over a year and a half, and it's been really successful.
That's
thought
awesome.
That the craze might kind of dip a little bit, and it's still just been awesome. Yeah, kids love it.
We do that with our sister station too, pan for fossils.
You are terrible. You
That's
are terrible.
That's how we get talent for our sister station.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say after that. You're going to have to ask for some sort of forgiveness.
I don't worry about that.
Okay.
They can't hear well.
Now, other than adding the ice cream parlor, you guys have dining there.
Yeah, we revamped our pizzeria. It's called Showtime Pizzeria. Mm-hmm. So it's got all these cool Chuck E. Cheese and what's the other one? Showtime Pizza.
Okay.
All these animatronics. Some of them are like the only ones left in the world.
Wow.
And so we set them up in there. We locally sourced our pizza from Buddy's Pizza. And so the food is better there. And then we added Ford versus Ferrari, that movie with Matt Damon and Christian Bale. So we have four of the hero cars, including the two main cars from the movie. So we also have a YouTube video that's out that we kind of raced them. We street raced them.
Nice.
So
cool.
You got to check those out. But we have that going, Fast and Furious. We have three of those cars. We just added an Ice Charger, which I don't know if you've seen. That's from Fast 8. It's like this completely tricked out thing that shoots flames. It's awesome that Vin Diesel drives. We have a 1928 carousel that took like 3 years to restore. It was on display about a year ago. We were going to do a grand opening, and then COVID hit and everything kind of fell through. But now it's back, and we're actually giving rides Wednesday through Sunday. So you can ride this 100-year-old hand-painted, hand-carved carousel. It's amazing.
Now, do you guys do special events? Are there package deals that you offer?
Yeah, the Combo Pass is probably the best deal, just because You can go through the whole museum and the dinosaur park and get a discount for both, and then you can come back the next day for free. So by far, that's the best value, especially during the summertime when you're trying to kill time.
Because are both museums something that you could tackle in one day?
Yeah, you definitely can. It can definitely be a two-day thing. Okay. Plus, there's an antique mall that has like 200, I think maybe 300 vendors. I don't know. They call it 7 miles of aisles of stuff, and it's everything from like old bar glasses and neons to crafts and Disney displays and albums and clothes and furniture and everything. So there's definitely a full 2 days that you could spend there for sure.
Nice. You guys have done all these changes and additions. Do you guys have anything else that you're going to be adding in the future?
We have so much stuff going on right now. We're adding, so we have boxes delivered yesterday. We're building this outdoor dinosaur mini golf course. We have a Titanic display that's coming up next year. We were going to try
the whole
and do
Titanic
this year.
There. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's why it's taking so long to put together.
Wait a second. Are you going to show that there was plenty of room for Jack on the
Yes, we're going to literally have a door, and you're going to lay on it.
So much
and we're
room.
Show how much easier?
She could have
Rose is such
her.
A jerk.
She
such
really
jerk.
Is.
One of the talk about
best
entitled.
Villains in movies ever. Rose from Titanic.
She's a villain. Okay, so Titanic, mini golf, which is awesome because there are mini golf places in the area, but I feel like I wanted to do some good outdoor mini golfing last week. It was on our summer bucket list, and I didn't have anywhere to go.
You almost punched a child.
Oh, yeah.
She had beef with children.
Over mini golf?
Yeah. He started golfing while we were still golfing on that hole. Talking about entitled.
Were you with your children?
Yes.
How did you handle the situation?
I was just like, excuse me, sir.
She's from Zion. Sure, the neck was springing.
Clapping. I clap out my syllables when I get angry. No, I was just like, excuse me, sir. We're still on this hole. My kids start clapping behind me. No, I'm just kidding.
Get it, Mom.
Oh, you don't want to mess with her.
Stop. I can't
Little
laugh. I'm
people.
Wheezing.
Oh, you got her mad. No.
So,
she puts her rings in her fanny pack. All right. It's time to do this.
So I'm going to be invited
hold
to a comedy golfing.
Put her hair up in a tie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, hold my beer. Oh, beer at mini golf. That's a grand idea. Anyhow, so I'll be able to come mini golf, right? You guys will have me.
Yeah, we're trying to have it done this fall. So
make sure you space people out behind me though, because I get really claustrophobic.
And aggressive.
Yeah. Oh man. Jim, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else that you want to add or want to plug while you're here?
I don't think so. I think right now just the combo passes I really want to push. The ice cream, we have a whole new ice cream parlor with a coffee bar. We have locally sourced ice cream and we have handmade treats every day. So cinnamon buns and Oreos and everything that just completely makes you feel
like a kid
happy
again. Yeah,
happy. Yeah,
bring joy back
is there
into my
so
life.
There's a lot to do, and if you haven't been there in a year, there's so much that we've already changed. And if you haven't been there in a couple of years, it's insane how much has changed. So it's definitely worth
never been there at
checking
all.
Out then your mind is going to be blown. Wear a helmet.
Come in with
she always does.
What if I did?
Perfect.
Kids are like, where are we going? You did bring in, though, not a combo pass, four of them. Yeah, so if you want a family four-pack, which really irks me, the family four-pack thing. Especially because, well, you do too. You're a family of five. You're a family of five. I'm a family of five. So really, it irks me because you don't have to bring your family. You could just bring
go to girls' night.
Yeah, you can do girls' night, guys' night out. It could be just a fun four-pack for you. That is for Volo Museum and Jurassic Gardens. Giving those away right now, 847-336-1023. Pressure's on, Wes.
I got it. You said you have the Batmobile there, right?
I do. We have actually four different Batmobiles.
Okay, I'm glad you said so because they have had 10 Batman. Did you know that they've been 10 people that have played Batman?
I did not know that.
You got to give, because this is worth a lot, right? This is
the value on this. $100
value. Well over $100.
Yeah. Well over $100. So you got to give me 5 of the 10 people that played Batman.
Ooh. Wow.
5 of the 10.
Juicy.
The pressure is on.
And then give me your best Batman impression.
And then, yeah, you have to have a Batman impression.
Gotta talk like Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. His is better than mine.
I remember when you first started working here, Jeff, who now is at Visit Lake County too, he said you looked like Bruce Wayne,
well,
which
duh.
I'm still laughing about 4 years later. All right, 847-336-1023. Good luck.
Thank you.